Madam Supervisor is with us this morning, newly sworn in the 5th District as a Sonoma County Board of Supervisors inductee. Good morning, Linda Hopkins.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on.
A pleasure to have you. Congratulations on your appointment. And I guess you didn't celebrate with a bubble bath and a bottle of champagne last night. It was a bit too busy for that, wasn't it?
I have definitely been getting my feet wet, so to speak. With the Russian River at flood stage and never having dipped below flood stage, actually, since the initial storm, it's just all hands on deck for, reaching out to people, making sure they have services. We've got an evac center that's currently operating in Santa Rosa. So, yes, no time for celebrating. We'll celebrate later.
What are your constituents saying to you right at this point?
People who are new to the river, who haven't experienced a serious flood before, are caught a little bit by surprise, and they haven't been through this. The old timers, though, they're like, oh, we've seen worse. They think about 1986 and 95, when we had a really serious flood that was, 48, 46 feet. So this is nothing like that. But it's also a wake-up call for a lot of people who haven't experienced a significant flood in the lower Russian River before.
So you campaign for years to get the job, and then you finally have the job as supervisor. What's the transition like?
It's actually been, really smooth. There's a whole flooding thing that's happening, right? But I'm very lucky to have inherited a fantastic district director who knows everybody. And so, she's got Steve Baxman, who's a Monterio fire chief, is an institution in West County, on speed dial. And we've been staying in touch with everybody. So it really helps to have a fantastic staff. And I have to say, the county staff has also been wonderful. On Friday, I realized that one of the homeless encampments that we've been working with in the Russian River was about to flood. And so staff was able to get the Guerneville Veterans Hall open 24/7 to take care of those residents and to make sure that we weren't turning people out during the day when the floodwaters were rising. Because previously that was just an overnight shelter. So we were able to work with West County Community Centers and get that done. So.
Well, let us not forget, too, that it was an historic day for the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors with your induction yesterday. For the first time in history, the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors has a majority of women on the board.
Yes. Took quite a long time, but we did finally get there. And it was really wonderful and a huge honor to be able to celebrate with Helen Rudy. And yesterday was declared Helen Rudy Day. She was the first woman who was elected to the Board of Supervisors. And so for her to swear in Chairwoman Zane yesterday was really a very, very special and historic moment.
And then just talk about the women issue. I mean, it's not an issue. It's a great celebration that you guys, did you even think about that when you were running for the office, that there might be a triad of you guys running the show there in Sonoma?
It definitely came up along the campaign trail, and a lot of us were saying when it got to the general election and we had a choice between two female progressive leaders in West County, that was a significantly better ballot to cast than the one that we had for president. It was sort of a win-win situation, I would say, in the 5th District, and we knew that we would have a strong female leader to speak up for the 5th District and that would bring a female majority to the board, which I think is a really special and unique thing.
Well, we were talking about this earlier, that for a lot of folks in Sonoma County, women in particular, were looking forward for a time to the inauguration of the first female president of the United States. Obviously, that hasn't happened and won't happen. But so this is something I think that we are surrounding ourselves with even tighter because of that.
I completely agree. Yeah, and that's definitely something that I and my two young daughters look forward to as well. So when you kind of look at history, black men were able to vote before women were. And so, I'm confident that we will get there.
Yeah.
And hopefully sooner rather than later. But it's interesting the way kind of historical trends seem to repeat, even as we're working on, increasing the diversity in our leadership and empowering people.
Well, let's keep asking the hard questions then. Last night, rent control in the mix. What do you think about what you guys decided?
Well, that was the Santa Rosa City Council that had that issue.
Yep. One thing that came up, though, at the board yesterday, which was really compelling, was we heard probably an hour of public testimony from a lot of residents from my district, actually, in Southwest Santa Rosa regarding immigration. And so there was a conversation about whether or not to support a particular state bill that would kind of enhance the sanctuary status of the entire state. you know, and whether the county should add that to our legislative platform. And that's something that I very much support. There's a tremendous amount of fear among my constituents and among the undocumented community in Sonoma County as a whole. And so if we can sort of support the state standing up and protecting those residents, that's something that I am certainly on board with. And what the direction that the board gave at the time was to have staff present a report in February based on the testimony that people had made regarding this particular bill. And so we will be revisiting that in early February.
Well, you will have no lag time on your docket for the foreseeable future, that's for sure. And congratulations, Supervisor Hopkins. Welcome Thanks. Aboard. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Yeah, take care.
That's Supervisor Linda Hopkins, sworn in as the 5th District Supervisor yesterday, and her hands are full. It was the minute she was indoctrinated.